Please stand up with me and take your Bibles and open them to the book of Mark. I'm very thankful to Pastor Barker for this opportunity to preach to you this evening. I think Pastor Barker knows my second son more than he knows anything about me, because he has taught at the Bible College and has stayed in the quarters where our son used to stay. Okay, so I'm so thankful for this time that I am able to be in this church.
Amen.
Okay, Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Just a few verses from the book of Mark, verses 35 through 41. Okay, please follow as I read these verses. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this time and hour that you've given us to come together as one people, as one body, to worship you in spirit and in truth. I thank you, Lord, for these brethren who are here. They could have chosen to be somewhere else, but because they love you, they are here to worship you and to support their church. I pray, Lord, for your blessings upon them. May your Holy Spirit open our eyes of understanding, that we may behold the great and wonderful things that you have contained in your word. And Lord, help us not to be foolish hearers. May we be wise hearers by taking heed to what we're going to learn and applying them by your grace in our lives, so that we would become the kind of children you are pleased with. Lord, we pray you honor your word, speak to the hearts of your people, accomplish your will, and get honor and glory from it, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Please be seated. Okay. Here is a story where the main character is the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that if anyone is to be chosen as our number one example in doing God's work, in serving God, I believe the best example is the Lord Jesus Christ. So here we find the Lord Jesus Christ gathering his disciples. And after a long day of teaching by the seaside, towards the evening, when people are supposed to be going to their homes to rest for the night, the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples here in verse 35, Let us pass over unto the other side. So if you are wanting a title for this message, just take this. Unto the other side. These are the exact words of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is saying, unto, let us pass unto the other side. We might ask the question, why do we need to go to the other side? Why was Jesus Christ asking the disciples to go to the other side? I think we can answer that. You see here, why do we need to go to the other side? We need to go to the other side because this is what the Lord Jesus Christ has commanded us to do. The disciples will be best benefited if they would only trust and obey the Lord Jesus Christ. And for you and I, for us believers of this present day and age, if only we pay attention to what Jesus Christ is commanding and just do it, we will enjoy the best of the Lord's blessings. Some of God's instructions and commands might be difficult to understand why He is asking us to do this. But if we just understand what is being commanded and we do it, Let's live the results, whatever outcomes, whatever obstacles on the way might be. Let's leave those things into the hand of the Lord. So the reason why we need to go to the other side is because that's what the Lord Jesus Christ has commanded. Another reason why we need to go to the other side is because that's where the Lord Jesus Christ is going. You know, friends, wherever the Lord Jesus Christ is going, you will never be lost if you're just following Him. You will never go astray. And wherever the Lord Jesus Christ is going, that is where the blessing will be. Sometimes people would say, I wish God would bless me, but they are away from where the Lord Jesus Christ is calling them to be. We have been living in Cambodia for 15 years now. I first came to visit this country in 2003. And one of my friends who lives in this country, he said, Brother Valdez, you know what? We need someone who can speak the national language in the Philippines and other dialects in the Philippines, who can speak another Asian language, which is Cambodian, and speaks English to head our Asians ministry here. And we want you to do that. Would you consider relocating to California? You're not backsliding. You will still be a preacher. And I said, sure. But friend, God has called me to Cambodia. And until the time that God would be pointing to a different direction, I would stay in Cambodia. When we were going to Cambodia, you know what? People were saying, Brother Valdez, the water in Cambodia has a lot of waterborne disease. For 3 years, we drank from water that was dug in the well in front of our house. We had to buy a special filter to filter that so that it would be potable for drinking and for cooking. But the Lord has kept us safe. We won't ever speak. You know, that is where the Lord is going, is leading, and as far as we are concerned, that is where we are supposed to be.
Amen.
3 years ago, my wife and I, we have gone through some serious problems. Some people were spreading bad things about us which are not true. And some people were causing trouble upon our family. And then we lost a lot of money. Somebody stole money that didn't belong to us. So they broke the glass on the side of my car and took all of that. And so we have to pay all of this. And then on top of that, somebody would say, you know what, I think Brother Valdez staged that. And they would even accuse me that I faked the robbery. And so some of my friends knew about this and they said, Brother Mike, you need to take a break from Cambodia. So I was invited by a friend in Australia. And I went there. As soon as I got into his car, me and my wife, he said, you know, Brother Valdez, the reason why I brought you here is not only to speak for our anniversary and to preach in our missions conference. The reason why I brought you here is because I want to give you an offer. Would you want to be the pastor of our church? And I said, Brother, I wish I could. But Cambodia is where the Lord is as far as I am concerned. I believe He is here. I believe He is here as far as you are concerned. But for me, the Lord is in Cambodia. And I cannot go anywhere else because that is where He's going.
Amen.
You know what? If you look into our story here, there were other little ships. But which ship did they board? They boarded the one where Jesus Christ is already in. They have other options. But they chose the ship that the Lord Jesus Christ has already boarded ahead of them. That ought to make it clear to us that the direction of our life, the direction of our ministries, the direction of activities we engage in ought to be where the Lord is leading. So why do we need to go to the other side? Because that is where the Lord Jesus Christ is going. Another thing why we need to go to the other side is because when we go to the other side with the Lord Jesus Christ, that is where our faith will be growing.
Yeah.
You know, when the Lord Jesus Christ said, let's go to the other side, He didn't say, before we go, I want you to understand, here's the weather forecast. Halfway between here and there, there will be a strong wind and storm, which you guys, I understand you guys are expert fishermen. You've been jumping out in and out of this body of water since you were toddlers, and you have experienced all kinds of storms. But let me tell you this, you have never seen a storm like this. So are you going with me to the other side? No, he didn't say that. And so while they were en route in the middle, here comes a storm. And this seasoned fishermen were scared to their wits' end because they have never seen a storm like this. You talk about a perfect storm. This is the storm that these guys have never seen in all their entire lives, and they were scared. But the storm was useful because that has helped them to grow in their knowledge and understanding of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. I was asked, what do you think? I went to visit a preacher. He's much older than me. He's been a preacher for many years, and I kind of respected him. And so he said, "Brother Mike, come sit here." So I was sitting across from his office table, huge table, and I was seated there, and he looked at me eyeball to eyeball, and he said, "Brother Mike, what do you think? Are you going to accomplish in Cambodia?" I never thought I would ever be asked a question like that. Here I am. I came to this brother to ask help. And he looks me into the eye and says, "Brother Mike, what do you think? Will you be able to accomplish in Cambodia?" I never thought there's any question like that. If I knew there's a question like that, I would have studied the answer. So for a while, I was dumbfounded, and then after regathering my thoughts, I said, "Brother, sir, I don't really know because I haven't been there yet. I haven't been there yet. But here's something. It's not what I am going to do in Cambodia that matters. It's what God is going to do.
Amen.
It's what He's going to do to the Cambodian people. And you know what? It's what He's going to do in my life that really matters."
Amen.
You know, I preach, and I decide that people would respond to the message that I preach. But whether people respond or not, what is important is, what is God trying to teach me with what I am trying to teach people?
Yeah.
Am I learning this for myself? Am I growing in my knowledge about God? Am I growing in my intimacy with my personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? You see here, the Lord Jesus Christ has asked these people to go with Him to the other side because with that, they are going to grow in their personal relationship with Him. You know, if you look into all your wallets, you would have something like this. Right? Anyone who's working, even students, they have something like this. Years back, I was invited to a pastor's fellowship. And I was about to cross the street. I said, "Let me check how much money I have in my wallet." And I looked into my wallet, and the only money I had was enough, sufficient money to take a taxi from where I am to where I'm having the meeting. I'm joining a meeting. I don't know many people in that meeting. In fact, the person who invited me wasn't there in that meeting. And so when I looked there, I said, "Oh, I need some money for taxi to come back." So I took out my card. I was to cross the street to go to an ATM machine. And somehow the Lord has convicted me. As soon as I put one foot on the street, as if the Lord has said to me, "Mike, you really trust that plastic, do you? Don't you?" So I said, "Lord, show me that I will never have to trust in this. Lord, I have a lot of money in here, more than sufficient money to take a taxi around this city all day. Lord, show me that I will never need this." So I put it there. I took the taxi, spent all the money I had in this wallet, got to the place where the meeting's being held. So I got there. The person I was supposed to meet wasn't there. They serve snacks. I said, the person I'm meeting is that here's where I'm going to eat. So they serve snacks. I ate every snack that I could get. I drank all the drinks I could get. And then somebody called someone. This was during the time when we didn't have phones, cell phones. Not many people had cell phones. So they called the office in that place, and they said, can we speak to Mike? So I went there, and the guy said, I'm sorry, I'm not there. Please wait for me until 11:30. So 11:30, 12 o'clock, he came to pick me up. And he said, brother, let's go to my house. And so we were going to his house. I was looking around for ATM machines on the main road. We went to his house. It was a birthday party, so we fellowship with people. And then almost 6 o'clock, I said, brother, I need to go back to where I'm staying because I need to prepare. I have some other meetings to go to. So he said, okay, brother, bye-bye, God bless you. And I was leaving. I was closing the gate. And I wasn't thinking about anything. I said, Lord, I'm going to use this plastic. You did not give me what I need today. I'm going to use this plastic. I was closing the gate, and the door in the house opened, and the guy said, Brother Valdez, why are you leaving? We haven't shook hands yet. So I went to him and said, okay, we shook hands, and his hands were rough. Because there were some pieces of paper in those hands. So I grabbed it, and I was about to run to the closest corner where I could hide myself and take back and look and see, because in my mind I was replaying the road where I came from and say, where is the nearest ATM machine? Lord, I'm going to find the nearest ATM machine because you are not giving me money for my transportation. You know what? I told this to my son, and my son said, that's really wonderful. And then my son went to Bible college. On the first few months in his Bible college, I called him and said, son, how are you doing? He said, Dad, life is good. I said, oh, you sound very excited. And he said, Dad, I have proven that God answers prayers. And I said, son, you're 20 years old. And you have seen God answer prayer in our home. And now you're telling me that you have proven that God answers prayers. And my son said, you know, Dad, when I was living with you, all of my prayers were answered by God through you and through Mom. And through other people who are your friends. But now I am here by myself. You're not here, Mom's not here, and your friends are not here. And I have proven that God answers prayers.
Amen.
Friends, when we follow the Lord Jesus Christ to the other side, where He has commanded us to go, where He is going Himself, that is where our faith will be growing. And then we ask another question. What's on the other side? What's on the other side? You know, when the Lord said, let's go to the other side, He was speaking of a region called the region of Gadara. And we are reminded when we remember Gadara, we remember about the demoniac who was possessed of over 2,000 demons. That's what's on the other side. You know, there's really, humanly speaking, there's nothing desirable for these disciples on the other side. But the other side is a place where, although it is not a place of inviting beauty, although it is a place where sin and its ravages, and the effects of its ravages and destruction are seen all over, we find that this is a place where they have an opportunity to witness how the Lord Jesus Christ is going to transform someone who has been enslaved by the power of evil for many years. You know what? When we were going to Cambodia, people are saying, why Cambodia? And my only answer is, because that's what God is calling us. That's where God is calling us.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, it's dangerous there. And I said, it's dangerous everywhere. Yeah. You know, Pastor Bob Phillips, we were in Cambodia, and I don't know what was going on in Manila. I just remembered about Pastor Bob Phillips, so I dialed his number, and he wasn't there. Mrs. Phillips, we called her Mom Sue, answered the phone, and she said, "Hello, ma'am, how are you?" I said, "Oh, my, how are you?" And she said, "We're doing fine. I just thought of calling sir to say hello, you and him. And so he's not here, and his phone is here, so I just answered him." And said, "How are you doing?" He said, "Oh, we're doing fine. Are you okay there? Your children are okay?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, they're okay." And said, "How about you?" I said, "You know what? Manila, we never realized that Manila is a scary place to be. Because there were bombings all over. There were terrorist bombings all over Manila." And so I said, "You mean Phnom Penh is safer than Manila?" And Mrs. Phillips said, "I guess so." You know what? Everywhere there will be danger. But our best protection from any harm and danger is being in the center of God's will.
Amen.
And so here, these people do not only have the security of God's promise to protect them, they also have the opportunity to witness firsthand how God is going to transform lives that are impossible to deal with. I mean, here is a man in this place where no human ability is able to help him. But when the Lord Jesus Christ came, his life was dramatically transformed. So that is what we find on the other side. What we might find on the other side where the Lord Jesus Christ is leading us, we might find broken homes. We might find poor children, abused children. We might find people afflicted with diseases. We might find people who are there waiting for a chance or an opportunity to do you harm. But remember, wherever these people are, that is where the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ is needed. And who will bring the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ to these places and to these people if not us? We are God's agents of transformation in this sin-sick world. And over that on the other side, there are vast, countless opportunities for us to show the power of God's amazing grace to change lives. We ask another question. What is required of us to go to the other side? What does it take to go to the other side? I think we can answer that from our text here. We notice that they were traveling in the evening. When people were supposed to be resting, Jesus Christ said, "Let's go to the other side." So what do we see here? When we follow the Lord to the other side, there must be a willingness in us to give up personal comforts and convenience. And when we speak of these things, many times, believer would say, "I would like to serve God if serving Him doesn't interfere with my personal desires and ambitions. If I don't have to give up so much, I'm going to serve God. Why not? What is there to do?" And you tell them and say, "I'm sorry, I cannot do that because it's interfering with my aerobics class."
Okay.
"You know, I have yoga meditation and I cannot go on soul winning." You know, these people were supposed to be resting. I think after following the Lord Jesus Christ, I think one of the most tiring thing to do is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ wherever He went. Because if you look into Matthew chapter 9, the Bible says He went from city to city, from village to village, preaching and teaching, and He did that all day. Now, if you were just traveling with the Lord Jesus Christ, that would be very tiring. And in this particular case, the Lord Jesus Christ has taught people on the seaside all day. And then in the evening, Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side." So what is required? A willingness to give up personal comforts and conveniences. Another thing that is required is that we need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ said, "Let's go to the other side." After He said that, and He boarded the ship, The disciples boarded the ship with him. What was the Lord Jesus Christ doing? What was he doing? He was sleeping. Does our text tell us that he had a pillow? Have you ever wondered where the pillow came from? I mean, this was not a cruising ship. This was a fishing boat. Where in the world did that pillow come from? I can tell you. When Jesus Christ said, let's go to the other side, he took a pillow with him and stuck it. And when he boarded there, he put the pillow on whatever flat surface was there and tied on it. And he said, I don't know what you guys are doing. I know there's a storm out there brewing, but I'm sleeping. He said, let's go to the other side. He didn't say, we're going to the other side and there's 12 of you. You know what? 6 of you will be drowning. He didn't say that. He said, let's go on to the other side. He meant, whatever storm and high water there would be, they will reach the other side. Many times, we do not want to follow God's will because we are scared of failing. Friends, I think it is wiser to try to follow God and fail and never fail because we never followed God. You know, I believe, and I can say this, I have more failures than many people. But the truth is, the reason why I have more failures is because I have attempted more. And I know people who have never attempted anything, and so they have never failed. Friends, God, the Lord Jesus Christ said, let's go to the other side. And that is requiring the disciples to trust Him.
Yeah.
Even when the waves and the storms are so big that they are about to sink the ship. If we look here, the ship is already filled with water. Why is it still floating? Why is it still floating? Because Jesus Christ said, let's go. We will go to the other side. Even if the ship will be filled with water, they will still reach the other side because that is where Jesus Christ is taking them. Sometimes we do not want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ because we are so security and comfort conscious. People ask, what do you do with insurance? And I said, our insurance is the promise of God. People would ask, what do you do if somebody gets sick in your family? And I said, that's a serious question. But if somebody gets sick, we just trust the Lord that He will provide the means for us to be able to overcome that setback. Because we believe the Lord is our best security.
Yeah.
So what is required of us? To give up comforts and to trust the Lord and His promise. And another thing, what is required of us? It is required of us to trust God's love. Look at the question of the disciples. What question did they ask? They came to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was sleeping and they were shaking Him. What did they ask? Carest thou not that we perish? I mean, who in the world would ever ask, Lord, do you care? When you're going through problems, when you and I are going through problems, sometimes we question, Lord, why are you allowing me to go through this? But do we ever ask, Lord, do you really care that you're allowing me to go through this? But the question the disciples ask is, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? I mean, does it matter to you that I die today, Lord? Lord, I am serving you. I'm trying to do your will. I'm trying to reach people with your gospel. And do you care if I die today? I think that's bordering to blasphemy.
Yeah.
When we begin to question God's word and God's love, there is something seriously wrong about our understanding of who God is. Because if He cared that much to give His only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary for your sin and for my sin. He has already given the best of what He has. And everything else. Comfort. Security. You know, there was a wise evangelist from this country. He was traveling from city to city. And one evening, he was opening the door to his hotel room. And a young man came to him and poked a gun at him. The young man said, "Sir, give me your wallet or I kill you." The evangelist said, "Son, are you threatening me with heaven?" And so the boy with the gun said, "This guy is crazy." So he just took off. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen to you and I? We die. When we die, what happens? I mean, worms could feast on our bodies, but our soul would be saved in the embrace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So here, what is required of us? What's required of us is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and trust His Word and trust that He loves us with unconditional love. Many times, we question whether or not God cares. Let's quit doing that because He cares. He cares. And then another question that we need to ask is, where is the other side? Where is the other side? We have seen why do we need to go to the other side. We have seen what's on the other side. We have seen what's required of us to be able to reach the other side. And another question we need to consider is, where is the other side? Physically, geographically, the other side is on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee, the region of Gadara. Physically, that's where they were going. They were traveling from the western side of the Sea of Galilee to the eastern side. But for you and I, where is the other side? If you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to say this. You are on this side. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are on this side. You know what this side is? This is the side of the lost. This is the side of those who have no hope of eternal life. You know what? The Lord doesn't want you to stay here and die here. Because once you die here, it will be forever too late. The Lord Jesus Christ will want you to move to the other side where you know for sure that heaven is your home, that the Heavenly Father is indeed your Heavenly Father, that you have eternal life, you are safe and secure in the mighty hand of God. If you are here today, He wants you to move from the other on this side of no salvation to the other side where there is salvation, safe and secure.
Amen.
If you are here today, you know Jesus Christ is your Savior, but you are not yet baptized. Where are you? You are on the side of disobedience.
Yeah.
Baptism is not something optional. It is not required for salvation. But it is a token of your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a testimony that you have placed your faith on the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism is a picture that you are dead in sin, but because Jesus Christ has conquered death and sin, you have new life. And not to submit yourself to baptism, that's disobedience. If you're not yet baptized after trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, yield yourself. Move from this side to the side of yieldedness and surrender.
Amen.
Obedience. Where is the other side? If you are here today, you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have been baptized. But you are just coming to this church as a frequent visitor. But you are not joining the church because you do not want to have any commitment to the church. Do you think that's the side where God wants you to be? He wants you to join the church so that you can participate in the ministries, to be a supporter of the church, not just a spectator, but someone who is committed to serve God through the ministry of this local church. He wants you to move here on this side where you are not just an exhortator, but you are a contributor. You're not a consumer. You are a participant. You are a true worshiper of God in this church. Where is the other side?
You come to this church. You enjoy the fellowship of the brethren. You enjoy the ministry of a good, God-loving pastor. Are you supporting the ministries of this church through your tithes and your offerings? Is that the side you want to be? Jesus Christ is asking you to come here, where you yield your talent, your resources, so that you can participate meaningfully as a member who truly supports the ministry of this church. This is the other side where God wants you to be. Where is the other side? Maybe God is calling you to the ministry, and you just say, well, I'm not just cut for that kind of job. I think I'd like to do this. You know, deep in that heart, God has touched that heart and said, son, I want you to follow me to the other side. Maybe the other side is just, you don't have to move across the country or even across the city. You are there and we need another song leader, another preacher, a youth leader. It's an open ministry. A Sunday school class. There's kids choir. Maybe the people running this ministry need helpers. We saw a wonderful presentation from our orchestra. You have the talent. You might even have the tools, the equipment, but you are not involved. You are not participating. Do you think that's the sign where Jesus Christ wants you to be? He is saying to you, let us go unto the other side. Friends, Jesus Christ is saying, let us pass over and to the other side. What are we going to do with that commitment? Maybe you are here in this country. You know what? When Jesus Christ said, let's go to the other side, they were crossing a body of water. And here, in this part of the country, to the west we find, to the east we find the Atlantic Ocean. If we cross continental USA, we go to the other side, we find the Pacific Ocean. He's saying, let's go to the other side. I don't know, perhaps west or east, but Jesus Christ could be calling you to be a missionary somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what? The reason why I am in Cambodia is 40 plus years ago, a man by the name of Bob Phillips has passed from this side of the Pacific Ocean to the west side of the Pacific Ocean where I lived. 40 plus years ago, Brother Phillips came to my country, came to my people, and he brought the gospel. He passed unto the other side. Thank God, by the grace of God, God has touched these boys. Life was good for nothing, but transformed by the grace of God. And he said, Mike, cross the other side. You know what? To the other side of the Philippines is another body of water, China Sea, and farther there, directly to the other side, is the country of Cambodia.
Amen.
Perhaps such is the other side that God is calling you to go to. But I know, you know where that other side is. Maybe you're here, you're not involved in the outreach programs that we do here in this city, in this community. Let the other side for you. What will your answer be to the Lord Jesus Christ? Command, let us pass unto the other side. Will you say, Lord, you know, Lord, it's close to evening time. We'll do that tomorrow. You know what? The disciples didn't say, let's do it tomorrow. That same evening, whatever they had with them, whatever things they had to pack, they packed them and they went with the Lord Jesus Christ to the other side. Oh, they came to a place where their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ was challenged. But thank God the Lord taught them something. You know what? Because they went with the Lord Jesus Christ to the other side. When they were close to the other side, after the storm, they said, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the waves obey him. I mean, their understanding of who the Lord Jesus Christ was greatly expanded. They haven't reached the other side yet.
But they begin to realize that Jesus Christ was not only a teacher. Yes, He was the most wonderful teacher. But He was more than that. Before they reached the other side, they knew the Lord Jesus Christ was a miracle worker. But just before they reached the other side, they realized He is more than just a miracle worker. I mean, their understanding of who the Lord Jesus Christ was greatly expanded because they went with the Lord Jesus Christ to the other side. So how about you? Jesus Christ is still calling men and women today to go with Him to the other side. How are you going to respond to that call? Let's all stand up and go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank You for the attentiveness of Your people. Lord, I pray that as they were paying attention to what is being spoken from this pulpit, that they too were paying attention to what is being spoken by the still small voice in their hearts and in their souls. Lord, I know that Your people here know where the other side is, where they need to go to. Maybe there are some things they need to confess. Maybe there are some decisions they need to make. Maybe there are some commitments they need to do. And maybe there are some surrendering they need to yield to You. Lord, I pray, bless this invitation, accomplish Your plan and purpose for this message for this evening. For this is what we ask in Jesus' name. As our decisions are playing.